I'm Marco Werman, and you're with The World. Thanks for being with us. In recent days, we've been paying special attention to what's going on in Zimbabwe, in southern Africa. And today, we can tell you that it is truly the end of an era in that country, a 37-year era, to be precise. That's how long Robert Mugabe ruled Zimbabwe, first as prime minister and then as president. Today, in a letter to Parliament, he announced his resignation, and then... That was a scene inside Zimbabwe's parliament building after the speaker announced Mugabe would be stepping down. And in the streets of the country, Zimbabwean journalist Ish Mafandika sent us this from right outside the capital, Harare.
As you can hear in the background, it's total chaos. I'm trying to get into this city, into downtown Harare from my house, which is just about 5 minutes away from the city center. You can hear for yourself that the people are really, really happy. They are excited and celebrating the fall of Robert Mugabe. I've seen some people crying, actually, because for a lot of young people who are the majority in this country, this is the only leader that they've known. So it's pretty emotional. As a journalist, I'm kind of excited, really. Like now, I'm on the street corner speaking into my microphone. And that was kind of suicidal in the past. You know, the police would harass you, the army would harass you, and people were suspicious. And I hope that now, in terms of freedom of speech, Zimbabweans will be open to talking to journalists, making our job much easier, because before we were regarded with so much suspicion. But I hope that this will bring about a change where people are free to express themselves.
Zimbabwean journalist Ish Mafandika there. And here's a little more of what we're hearing from Zimbabwe's capital, Harare, today.
I am so happy. I can't believe it.
That's Linda Masarira, a human rights activist who's been jailed in the past for her opposition to Mugabe.
And now I believe that I did not suffer in vain. I suffered for a reason. I'm the happiest person under the sun right now because I always believed that Mugabe was going to step down in my lifetime. And it has happened. And now going forward, it's time for opposition to reorganize and ensure that we will have a government that cares for the people and everyone has to be included. It's a happy day today. Independence is finally here.